כתיב יוידיה צדיק דין דלם, יוידיה הקדש ברוך הוא בכלב שמזייני סוב מועטם. רבינו שלום knew that the כלב does not usually get too many מזיינס, so לפיכך שויה אכילוסי במאיוב גימל יומם. So therefore, the food does not digest quickly, because if it would digest quickly, he'd be hungry. So therefore, it takes a longer time to digest. So the Gemara brings a Mishneh in Ayholos. Kame tisha achilosei b'meyav v'yehei tomei. What happens if a kelev swallowed a kezayis min hameis? So now the shaila is, when does it get digested? Now, kozman, the kelev is alive, it's leimala leimoyrid, because the klal is atume blue, atume that is balua and a balchai, that is completely enclosed in a balchai, is not metame. But here we are speaking about that the kelev also died. The kelev swallowed a kezayis min hameis, and he went into a house, and he died in the house. So now the shaila is, so then the kelev is not chaitzitz anymore. So now the shaila is, till when can I assume that the psar hameis is still in existence, and it did not get digested? Kametisha achilosei bimeyov v'yeitomei is bekelev gimul yomim meis leis. That kozman, the kelev, did not die after he had eaten it. That means it was less than 3 days from when he had eaten this psar hameis till when he died. So it comes out, I can assume that this psar hameis is as yet not digested. So if this kelev will find himself in a bias, so the bias is tummy. Uba'oifais ubedogim kidei shetipay lo'ir v'tisorek. The digestion process of an oif and dog is much quicker, since they have, it seems, an abundance of food, so they digest much quicker. So there the shir ikol is, kedei shetipo lo'ir v'tisorif. The time it would take for this food to fall into a fire and burn up, so that is the shir ikol by oifis v'dogim. The rosh in the holos, brings down that others wanted to say that if one finds a chita in a chicken on Pesach and he cooked the chicken, that it's, you're allowed to eat it, because it says the shear of the ikul of an oif is shetipa lo'il v'tisori. But the Rosh says it's a gray. We're only speaking about boso, that is rach. So that is such a quick shear ikul. Achite is a dover kosher, so the shir ikul is much longer. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shemizaynais of mu'otim, shein odom chas olov, losay sloy mizaynis harbe. He does not attract the rachmonis of the oilom. So memeila, so he ends up with mezainis muotim. Kama tisha b'meyev, da kelev she'ochel b'sar meis, u'meis ha'kelev b'bayis toich gimul yomim, metame b'oil. So this b'sar meis is metame. Avul b'chayov, loy metame. Detume blue b'balechayim loy metame, k'da oma b'behem ha'mekash. That what this drosha was said, Dorash Rabbi Yoine Apischa Devei Nesie, of all places to say a drosha, so the Chidah says he had a mechuvin, that usually the Nesiyim were the Ashirim, so they should know that if the Rabbeinu Shleilim had Rachmonis on a Berye Shveile, he made the Teva of the Kelev different than all Balei Chayim, Bitoich Rachmanusayolov on a Kelev, so Al Kaponim, it's a limud on the Nesim that they should have Rachmanis on the Aniye Hoyir. That's why he said this drosha and that mokim. Omar Rav Hamnune, so Rav Hamnune was Nesoyrer from this, if you had the Pasuk says, Yedeya Tzadik Din Dalim, Shmami no oirech ara lemishde umtze lekalba. So the mail of the Rabbeinu Shlom had rachmanis on klovim, so it's a proper thing to throw a piece of meat to a kelev. Tafoichet rachmanis on. The Marsha says, Afilo, it's not your own kelev. Your own kelev is mezayn noisov mutolis alecha. Afilo afrem the kelev. Taf rachmanis on af the kelev. Oirech ara lemishde umtze lekalba. Vikama, how much basar should one throw to a kelev? Omar Rav Mori Mishach Pudnei. The size of an ear. Not too much. Just give him the size of an ear. Vechutra abasre. But after you give him this small amount of meat, so it's given him azetz mitashteken. Because he might get very friendly with you, and that's also no good. So al kaponim, it's a dav zayne pisazoi, zapchine von yemin mekare v'smoel machik. That al kaponim, dav gebn a bissel boser, aber azet zoiche. Hani mili bedabre. So bedabre, this is enough. Avo bemosa loi, but if you're an ashtot, don't give him anything. The osi la misrach will really get attached to you, and thus toidot nisht. Zot Rashi, Shmami Nomi de Koma Shikpida Kodesh Bohu Alma Zainoisov, Meshach Udnei, Meshach means the measurement. Ma'at Kemois Oiznoi, Vechutra Basra Yakei Bemakal Miyad, Shloye Magilo Yetzloi. I will be Mosso Leilesev Leimidi, Ilavdi Deyu. It's the day it's Mezainoisov Mutoli Solo. Zot de Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Pope less the anye mikalbe. There is not a balchai that is as poor as a kelev. The less the atir mechazere. And there is not a balchai that is rich as a chaza. So Rashi says, shekol machol roiloi. He's not a mefunik a chaza. So memele, whatever is around is roi for him. And it seems that the Hamoinam give him a lot to eat. So Mamela, he's the Osher of the Balechayim, and the Kelev is the Oni of the Balechayim. It's very interesting, the Meforshim saw in this Gemara, that the Gemara has a Tifere Kavone. The Goin in Divrei Eliyahu says, Pshat in this Gemara as follows. Afal gav, the kol ha-teire mipi ha-gvura shemanu, kol ha-teire kulas from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yesh lavim sha-oilam nizar ben, but there's certain lavim, was the oilam ha-tzach genumen to these lavim ma-oi, kegoy ve-es ha-chazer lo yisei chelu, ve-yesh lav chomu mize harbe, and there's a lav that is much more chomu than achilas chazer, V'kalu be'inei odom, and that love, it's by people, it's gonish. Chetzoik nechshav hu be'inei. It's a joke, the whole thing. Kegoin ledabe loshen hara. So he brings the Gemara, says in Psochim, kala mesapa loshen hara, roi lashlichai leklov. The Gemara says, it says, lekelev tashlichan oisoi, and then bald nochtem, it says, v'somach le leisis ha-shem ha-shov, leisasi, mekabel loshen hara, mesapa loshen hara. So Mamela, he ends up with a kelev. So Mamela, that's what the Goyin says, that Rapopa was lace the anya mikalba. There's not a lav in the Torah that does not have, that klal Yisrael is mekayim it, like the lav of Lashon Hara. The less the atir mechazire, and chazer the oilom is nizer. That's how the Goyin says, pshat and Rapopa. The Ben Yoyodo says, Amir de Kipshat and Rav Pope. He says, Les da Anya Mikalbe is going also on Lashon Hara. But he says that the Avera of Lashon Hara, there's one does not lose from an Avera as much as one can lose from Lashon Hara. And to be a little Marchiv in the Sinyan would be kedai to say over a Chavis Halvovis in Sharakniye. The Chavis Halvovis Perig Zayin of Sharakniye says as follows. Chamil al zechuyay secha sheloi teivadna. you shouldn't lose your schuyis, shaytevadna mimcha, v'loy targish, and you won't be margish, you'll be losing your schuyis, you'll be losing your mitzvahs, and you won't be aware of it. Ki kvar nema, so the Chayvus Lavavos brings down a maise, al echad min hachasidim, shezochu oisei lera, someone spoke Lashon Hara on this chassid. V'kivin shehigiyai hadova, when the chassid found out about it, yenot keret loshen harafem, sholach lemedaber boy kli molei mizimra sa'oretz. So he sent him a keli full of dvorim tovim. V'kosav eilov, and he wrote him a letter. What is the occasion of this present? Higiyani, I heard, sheshalachto li mincha mizchuyay secha, you sent me a mincha of your zachiyas. Gemalticha bezeh. So I really can't pay you back what you gave me, but I want to show my akores atoy. So he sent back a mincha. Va'omar echad min hachasidim. This is the lashon of the Chayvus Lavavos. Harbei bnei adam yavayu liyayim acheshbet. Na 120 yor, vet kumen to acheshbet. Uchshemarim lahem maiseyem, when they'll be shown the things that they had done on this world, yimtzu b'sefer zechuyosom, in the sefer of their zachis zechuyos shelayosu. They never did this. V'yaimru layosinu oisom, we didn't do these mitzvahs. V'yaimar lahem osa oisom ashadibu b'chem. But the person who spoke Lashon Hara on you, v'siper b'gnuschem, he did these chuyes, and these chuyes automatically go to you. V'chein k'sheyachzeru mispar chuyes ha-mesaprim b'gnusom, lidach gisa, the mesaper v'tkumen av'yene vel, so me'mele al-kaponim, the mitzvahs that he had done on this world, he'll see, where's all my mitzvahs? Yevakshu oisai be'esei, he'll look for those mitzvahs, v'yayim elem bodu mikem, you lost them. Be'esha dibartem be'pleini u'pleini. V'chein yesh mehem, this is also the Lashon Chayvus Lavavos, gam kem she'yimtzu b'sefer chayvoysam chayvi shalayosu. A person will find that he'll be nenash from aveiris that he never did. Uchsha oimrim loyosinum, this we didn't do. Yaimor lam noisvu aleichem. This was added on. Babu ploini uploini shedibartem bom. Yene did these aveiris. So the mele you spoke Lashon Hara on him, so you get, it's a deal. He takes over your schusim, you take over his aveiris, and that's what happens. The Malpil Nefesh brings down from the Magid Meshorim, the Magid Meshorim was bekant, the Beis Yosef learned with Hamalach. So the Malach told him, the Malach had good connections, he used to tell him Amish the latest news. So he told him, Mishayim Eloshon Hara Al Chaveray, Menakalayim Mishchu Yosef, V'naisim Lezesh Ediberboi, Hu Emes V'yatzev. The Malach came from Yenevel to Emes V'yatzev. V'ilu Haviyodim B'nei Enosha Do, if people would have known this, have a chadoin kachomim the omri bishminoim. If they heard someone spoke Lashon Hara on them, it would be such a simche. So memele, that's what the Malach told the Beis Yosef. So memele, zokte benyo yoda amire de kipshat, les anye ke kalbe. That means all aveiris, so there's the aveira you pay for, but finished. Les anye ke kalbe loshin hore brings such an anius. The mitzvahs that a person was omel kol yemei chayov, he'll lose them, achmon and etzlan, and he'll get other aveiras also. Les anye ke kalbe. V'les atir ke chazren. So he says that v'les di atir mechazira, mechazira. So he wants to say pshat, this is going on the mitzvah of being goyve tzedakeh for aniyim. A person is mekabetz moment for aniyim. He says, besides the mitzvah of tzedakeh that he gets, the ashiris that he gets is gewaldik. What is pshat? He says, pshat could be that a person, let's say, you are mechaya aniyim. So in your schus, these people are living. So the mitzvahs that they're going to do, You have a chelik in their mitzvahs. So a mail, it's not only the mitzvah of tzedakah you're going to get. If you are mesaviv, that they're able to continue living, that they're able to do mitzvahs, so all their mitzvahs, you'll have a schus on this. Because through you, they are able to be mekayim mitzvahs. So that's Rapopis Memre, lest the anye mikalve, lest the atil mechazire. Tanye kevosai de Rav Yehuda. We had learned yesterday, we had a machloikis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisde pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ve'ein ma'mirin eso agolim, avol malitin. What is the difference between ma'mirin and malitin? So Rav Yehuda said, hamro, Lemokem she'eina yechayla lahachzir. Hamro is you stuff the behemoth, you stick in food, you force him to swallow the food that he can't spit it out. Halote lemokem she'yechayla lahachzir. Halote you put in his mouth, but if the behemoth wants, the behemoth can spit it out. That's Rav Yehuda. Rav Chisda said, idivide lemokem she'eina yechayla lahachzir. Halote is also lemokem she'eina yechayla lahachzir. What is the difference? V'hamro b'keili alota b'yad. Hamro, you take a keili and stuff it down his throat, and a spoon, and halota is b'yad. So now the Gemara says, Tanya kevosi d'Rav Yehuda, eizi hamro v'eizi halota, hamro marbitzo. So here we are speaking about how one makes hamro on a camel. He first makes it lie down. It's lying down. Upoikis espio. Then he forces it that its mouth should remain open. He puts something in the mouth that it remains open. Umachilo karshinen umayim bebasacha. So first he stuffs the mouth with karshinen. Then he pours water afterwards, and the water pushes down the karshinen. And that's Amro, and the Gomel does not have too much what to say about this affair. Halote machilo ma'umid. Here the Beim is not lying down, so he has very little control over what the Beim will eat or not. Umashke ma'umid. V'noisnan kashinim bifnei atzmo, mayim bifnei atzmo. So this is a raya to Rabbi Yehuda, that Amro is b'mokim sheni yochil la'avzer, and halote is b'mokim sheyichaylum la'avzer. Zogt Rashi, kvosi de Rabbi Yehuda, shamro lemokem she'eine yechayla laharze. This Rashi I don't understand, because everyone is moide that hamro is lemokem she'eine yechayla laharze. The machlokes is what halote is. Or the machlokes is if hamro is bekeili or biyad. But this Rashi I don't understand. Because everyone is made it. Rav Chisda is also made it. Shamroz lomokim sheni chaylo lavze. Paike says, Pia, noisein chika leseich, Pia shleitucha lizger Pia. She's unable to close her mouth. Machilo karshinim amayim bebasachas. Amayim mavlinin, mavliin hakarshinim leseich beis bliyoso. And the mayim makes that the karshinim should go into the beis, bliya al kocho. That is hamro in halote machila meumit noisin l'seich pia because man she'eino marbitza if she's not lying down in the yochel litchayv kol kach he can't stuff it in the yochel arzira and the gomel is able to be marzer the mach. Now we had in the Mishnah. Now we're going to go into a very complicated sugya of inyon elisha. The Mishnah says, "V'noisnin mayim lemulsan, avol loy goivlin." It is permitted to add water to the mulsan. Mulsan is bran. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shinchav Dalet explains, "Klipas hatzvua anish eres benofek shemenafin esakemach." That when you sieve the flour, so the shalach of the shalachs remains, and that is mulsa. This is a machal behem. The Mishnah says, v'noisnim mayim lemulsan, avol loigoyvle. One is permitted to add water, but one is not permitted to be megabal, to mix it together. Sagt die Gemara, Omar Abaye, Amrisei Kamei Demar, Masnissen Moni. Who is the Tane that holds that Nesinas Mayim is Mutter? Va'omar Li, Soma Yestes Terabe, Va'omar Li, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehudi is the one that holds that Nesinas Mayim is Mutter. The Sanye. We learned in a Baraisa, Echod Noisein Es HaKemach, Ve'echod Noisein L'Soichai Mayim, Ha'achin Chayiv Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the Lisha is Nigmar al Yedei Nesinas HaMayim, afilu there's no Gibul whatsoever. That's Rebbe. Rebbe holds Noisein L'Soichai Mayim is Chayiv Chatos, Chayiv. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einai Chayiv, Ad Sheyigabel. That one is only Chayiv if there's Gibul also. Sfasemes is Mesupik, if Lechayre, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do everything. You have to put the, he also holds the Iker as Nesinas Samayim. He holds it's not Nigmar until he'll be Megabel. But let's say someone is Megabel alone, could be, you're not Chayiv if someone else put the mind. Aber al kaponim anegei alonu, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds that nesinas hamayim alone is not also min ha-Torah. Ein echayiv ad sheyigabel. So Rabbi told Abaye that our Mishnah that says that noisne mayim lemusen, that's going according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Because you see, ein echayiv. So Abaye asked the Makash. It's not Muchach, it goes according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Dilme. Ad kan loy koma Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda hosom, ele kemach de bar gibulu. By kemach, it is a bar gibul, it becomes misdabik. So memeila, so he holds the leash, it is not nigmar, till you make gibul also. Avul mulsom de lav bar gibulu. That means the mixing does not make an emes elisha. So it could be afilu Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda moide. So Abaye came to say asvore that you have no raya from that beraisa which is speaking about kemach to musa. Kemach is a bar gibul, so there the chiyuv elisha only is chal when there's a complete process of nesinas hamayim and gibul. Masha Enkein Musan, that is a lav bar gibul, so could be there he holds that it is sufficient if one adds water alone, so could be by Musan, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda is moide to the Tanakam. So now you'll be chay. So, Frekech weiter, so who's the Tan of our Mishnah? You didn't prove anything to me. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda could be as moide to the Tanakam. So the Gemara says, Loisal Kedaita. No. You want to differentiate. And that according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, Adovo de lav bar gibul, you want to tell me you're chayiv b'nesinas mayim alone. It's not true. V'sanya behedi, we learned abaraisa, ein noisne mayim lemuson, divrei Rabbi. Rabbi said ein noisne mayim lemuson. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, noisne mayim lemusa. So fakerze, see, an offene bereise, that Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds noisne mayim lemusa, and fakerze, we don't say your svore, that a dovo, that is a lav bar gibul, your chayev, with nesine samayim alone. Now, there's two mahalchim, in Rishonim, how to learn pshat in this Gemara. One mahalach is, this is the Shita Saramba. The Shita Saramba is that a dovel that is a lav bar gibul, so the Rambam holds, afilu you'll be megabul, it's also only awesome with the Rabbonon, agzeira or to something that's a bar gibul. So nesinas hamayim is mutter. Like this, if Gibul would be also min ha-Toyre, some male they would ask al kaponim nesine samayim or to Gibul, but since a dovel, that's a lav bar Gibul, so it's only also min ha-Rabbonon, some male, so nesine samayim is mutter. That is the Shita Saramba. So, according to the Rambam, this svara of Abaye held a svara that a davar, the lav ba gibul, is more chomo, that yechayev afilu b'nesines hamayim. This is upkishlogen. We have an often a baraisa that noisnin mayim lemulsa. That is the shita saramba. Shita satoisvis. We have a Taisvis ala kemach de bar gibulu peirashti la el de perikame. Shitas a Taisvis is that no. Abayis svore is an emesis svore. Something that is a lav bar gibul yochayiv benesina samayim. Yochayiv benesina samayim. Here we have in the baraisa noisnin mayim lemusim. So the Shaklavatai is as follows. Is Mulsan called a lav bar gibul? So Abai in the Havamina held Mulsan was called a lav bar gibul. So Meili wanted to say, so could be you'll be the chayb in the sinus amayim. The Gemara brought a raya from the Baraisa that you're not chayb nois amayim, you're not chayb by mayim alone. So it's a raya. Mulsan is also a double to bar gibul. That's why you are not chayiv by nesina samayim alone. So we have here a machlokes orishainim. We have a meirdika machlokes orishainim, which we have to be mafarish the sugya according to these two rishainim. What the halacha is by a dovel that is a lav bar gibul. According to Taisus, a dovel that is a lav bar gibul. With Nesinas Hamayim, you're chayiv. I feel according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. This is more chomer. And according to the Rambam, Adovo, the Lav bar Gibel, even with Lish, it's only Yosemi the Rabbonon. So Nesinas Hamayim, it is Mutter. Tanu Rabbonon. Ein Goivlin Esa Kolin. One is not permitted to be Megabel Koli. Yesh oimrim goyim. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, mas nisen monik, diktoni noisen mayim lesoicha musen, the nesines mayim loizehu gibula. That we see from our Mishnah. So it's not going according to Rebbe, who's the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So the Sabayir asked, afilo Rabbi Yosi moide, zehu gibula. Fine. Koli kemach shel tvue shenisyavsho shehen kloyois betano. This is flour that is made out of kernels of wheat, that these kernels, when they were fresh, they were put into a tanner and they were dried out. Va'oisai kemach lo'oilam mosik. This is a very sweet kemach. Hu kimchedav shune voisim imenu shesise Mishemen or Mayim or Melach Shemalvin. But later we'll have the sugi about this shesisa. So this is here we have our machlokes about kolim. Ein goyvlin es hakolim. V'yesh oimrim goyvlin. One holds you're allowed to mix up. Man yesh oimrim. Who is the yesh oimrim? Omar Rav Chisda Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehudi. So let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehudi, the E Rebbe, we're going to say later that this gibul is done on Yedei Shinu. That's where you're allowed to be megabul. So Rashi makes a cheshbon. The E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, le mahani le Shinu. A Shinu in the gibul won't help. The menesinas mayim mechayev afilo b'midi delav bar gibul. Yochayev menesinas hamayim kedemrinen gabi mulsan. So according to Rebbe, you're chayev by Amidis Rashi learns like the Rambam, that Mulsin is Amidi the Lav Bar Gibul. And you see, you're chayev, according to Rebbe, so Memele, so you can't say that you're goyvlin as a Koli. Koli seems is also Amidi the Lav Bar Gibul. So Memele, so can't be Rebbe. Avol Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer ad sheyegabo, hoche goyvlim kla'ache yad kedemeforish v'ozo, anemile Yehuda kom mishan. So Rashi seems to say, according to Rebbe Yochayev by Mursen, and Nuwadin by Koli, the Nesinas Hamayim alone. And here it says, you're allowed to be Megabo. So this is going according to, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Vahani mili hu de mishani. But when is it permissible to be megabal by Kali? If he made a shinui. Heichi mishani. How do you make a shinui? Omar Rav Chiste al yad al yad. The shinui is al yad al yad. Now, this halacha needs a lot of explanation. Al yad, the Mechaber Paskins, what does this mean, al yad? The Hainu, the Mechaber and Simen Shinchav Aleph Sif Yudalit, the Hainu Ma'at Ma'at. Now, we have here two Shittas. We have Shittas HaRambam and Shittas HaTosfos. Let's first figure out each Shitta Bazunda. The Rambam is much more easier to figure out. According to the Rambam, and Rashi it seems, Koli is a dover, the lav bar gibel. So a lav bar gibel, afilu when you megabel, it's only a darabono. So they were matter with a shinui ma'at ma'at. So the whole thing is also mi darabono, and with a shinui they were matter ma'at ma'at. So it's not too difficult to understand the halacha. The problems start with Tosfos. Shitas are Tosfos's. Tosfos paskins, adovo de lav bar gibul, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, is also benesina samayim. As soon as you put water, you chayev, according. Abai is right. Abai is yesot that the whole machloikis Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda in Rebbe is by adovo de bar gibul. Then he says, ein echayev atshe yigabu. But a dovo de lav bar gibul, yechayev benesina samayim according to Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda also. Mursen is a dovo, that's a bar gibul. That's why you are not chayev benesina samayim. So now, if our Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, it is mutter koli, so you have to say koli is a bar gibul. Because it would be a lav bar gibul, you'd be b'chayiv in the sinas amayim, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. A dover, the lav bar gibul, shitas ha-tosfos is that you're chayiv in the sinas amayim, Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda is moide to Rebbe. So we have to say, koli is a dover that's a bar gibul. Now we have something that's a bar gibul, and you're megabal it, but you make ma'at ma'at. You don't make a large amount, you make a small amount. Fregt the Nishmas Odom, Amoyre Dike Kashe. So the Nishmas Odom asks, so what kind of heter is this Ma'at Ma'at? We're speaking about a Dovol de Bar Gibul. You're making a Lisha, an Emes Alisha you're making, the whole Shinu is. You don't make a lot at a time, you make a little at a time. Fregt der Raven Shens Neufen, you are making a Chotzi Shir. You're making a Chotzi Shir. The Shir Gibul is a Groigris. So you're making a chotzi shir. So chotzi shir is also in a Torah. So how could this be muta? How could it be permissible to make ma'at ma'at? What kind of a heter is this ma'at ma'at? We're speaking about a deraisa gemur according to Tosfos. And then ma'at ma'at. What kind of heter is ma'at ma'at? And the biraloch is moisef. That no one ever said ma'at ma'at means a chotzi greigris. Not one of the poiskim, ma'at ma'at, you make a little bit. Usually you make a lot, you make a little bit. So it could be very well that ma'at ma'at, you make a greigris at a time also. Shteitach el gets it. No one ever said ma'at ma'at has to be less than a greigris, so the kasha is compounded. And not speaking about chotzi shir, that's also in a Torah, he's speaking, is making an emes alisha. Ma'at ma'at. So how is this permissible? The bir aloche, because of this kasha, it's a shrekleche kasha, according to Shittas HaTosfos. So the bir aloche, mamish, is machadish, chidushim nefloim. So the bir aloche says as follows. V'tam ha'heter, Va yedei ma she miyavshim hakloyes. since you dried up these kloyes, va'oisin oison shiroin la'achila, now these kloyes are ready aroi la'achila, hu choshu k'moy dovor shenefo v'nisbashe. So before we make even flour out of these kloyes, so these kloyes were already baked. They were toasted, they were baked. So you have like a dovah that was cooked already. Ulekach, after yidei nesines hamayim shenoistim b'soichayu mizgabul, ein zeh choshev k'moy meleches lishe. This is not meleches lishe, ele k'moy tikun oichel ba'almen. This is called tikun oichel. The derech achilosai bekach. Lisha, it seems, is a process that is used when you don't have oichlin. You take flour, which is not an oichel, you take a liquid, and you mix it together and you make a dough, you make, so that lisha is usually accomplished that you don't have oichlin. You're making a lisha. If you have an oichel and you add liquid to it, so that's called tikun oichel, that's not called lisha. V'uchoshev k'moy reitev shenoisnim b'tavshel. Just like you put reitev in a tavshel. V'ein zeh meloche d'yerai. So this is not a meloche. If you have an oichel already, you have something that is cooked, ein zeh meloche d'yerai. So already it's a darabona. Koli is already a darabona. Because it's roasted. So memele, so now it's a darabona. L'kachuta ma'at ma'at. The choshev k'tzas shinui. Zokt the, that's how the Biralocha wants to say. The Biralocha says, so come out that this whole heter of ma'at ma'at will only apply by koli. This is a bezundere heter of koli. By kemach, the zikr won't help ma'at ma'at. Kemach, we're playing around with the rices. That's how the Biralocha learns pshat in this heta according to Tosfos. The Chazaynish, first of all, on the heta of the Mishnah Berurah, that by a dovel mevushel, pasnish kein lishe, by a machel, pasnish kein lishe, he goes in tariches that's right from poshet. See, the poiskim speak about matzemel. I can't say there's a whole taz about matzemel. Asma was also baked already. They speak about problems of lisha. It means other ayahs that it's not poshet that by an oichel alone there's no issa lisha. Then he brings a raya not like the bir haloche from the Ramban and Mulchamis. The Ramban and Mulchamis clears a shayle if mulson will also be mutter ma'at ma'at. Now, let us understand what the shayl is. Koli is a machal odom. And here the Gemara says, Koli is mutter ma'at ma'at. So the Ramban calls a shayl of Musan will be mutter ma'at ma'at. And he says, no, they only mutter ma'at ma'at for achilas odom, not for achilas beheime. Rektach hazaynish, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what's there to talk about Musan? Musan wasn't baked. Musan was speaking about the raisis chamuris. What's the Ramban? What is the Ramban clearing a shayl of Musan is mutter ma'at ma'at? The whole heter, according to the Bir Halacha, is only, since it's nizbashel and not avshel, so tzatik and machel. So the whole heter only applies to koli. So what's the Ramban shayl by Musan? So therefore he disagrees with the Bir Halacha. What is pshat in this ma'at ma'at? Well, we have a problem over here. We have here, according to Shitas HaTosis, it's a dovo de bar gibul, and it's a shayla of the raisa, and it's mutal, it's me'at me'at. So he wants to say, and he brings a loshen Ramban and Mulchamis, dal yad choshev shinui, that the etzem zach is called a shinui. Bemison, the Nishmasodim brings the raya from Rashi also, goivlem kila achar yad. It's called epis kelacha yad. It's called epis ashinui. So the Ramban says, afal pi shemigabul kol tzolchoi, ein derech gibul bekach, shein darkoi elo bimerube. This is a grace from the Chazaynish. The Ramban says a little differently. So the Chazon Ish wants to explain merube ledagdek lahamidoi aloifanoi haroi. So the Chazon Ish means to say like this. That means usually when you make this lisha, it's done with a large amount, and so you know you have a cup of water and three cups of flour, whatever it is, and that's how you make it. If you're making it in smaller amounts, so the whole process is not the derech. It's much more difficult to figure out how much water, how much flour. You're making very small leashes. So that's how the Chazon Ish learns pshat b'shem Ramban. So therefore, this is a shinui in the etzem gibul. So therefore, it's only asam iderabonon, asam iderabonon. So they were makel letzayir chada. Amar Rav Chisda, that's the shinui zayav ayav v'shavin. Now, even though we hear over here a machlokes, ein goyvlin es hakoli v'yesh oimrim goyvlin. So the machlokes of gibul is muta. But v'shavin, they agree sheboichachin es hashoses v'shabes. That one is permitted to mix around the shoses v'shabes. Now shoses, Rashi said before, that's what you make from the skoli. V'isim en shesisa mishemen umayim umelach. So everyone agrees you're allowed to mix it up. So we have to figure out what's pshat in that. But that's one thing, v'shavin. And another v'shavin, v'shoysim zeisum ha-mitzri. You're allowed to drink zeisum ha-mitzri b'shabbos. Now the chiddush of zeisum ha-mitzri is that even though it seems zeisum ha-mitzri was merape, and you're not allowed to drink refuas on Shabbos, but zeisum ha-mitzri is a mashke shal b'riyim, so memela, therefore you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. Frekte gemore v'ha'amret ein goivlin. How could you say v'shovin sheboichashin? It says ein goivlin es ha'koli. So the gemore loy kashe ha be'ove ha be'rak. That if it was a blile ovo, then the Tanakhama holds ein goivlin. Ha berake, if it is a blile rake, so then it doesn't, it's pechlal natoim elisha, so then this is permissible a filu according to the Tanakhama. Zot Rashi, sheboichashin betarvet, with a spoon, behainu goivlin. Vishoisim zeisim amitzri, the belav refu enami mashko. This nan kola mashkim shaisa odam le refu. If it's a mashkin that is normally drunk by briyim, so this is permissible to drink letzeirech refu. Letzeirech refu. Be'ova en goivlin beraka boicheshin she'en zu lishe. Vahani mili de mishani. But you have to make a shinui in the nesinus hamashke. Heiche mishani. Omar Rav Yosef, Bechoil, usually the Shteger is Bechoil, when they used to make the Shasisa, Noisen as a Chaymitz, Vachakach, Noisen as a Shosif. The Shteger was they first put the liquid and then they added the Kemach. Is Bishabes, you have to make a Shinui, Noisen as a Shosif, Vachakach, Noisen as a Chaymitz. Bekitzer, in the Nesina Samayim, you have to make a Shinui the way it is done Bechoil. Levi berei de Rav Huna bar Chiya, ashkechei legavle de veinoshe, de kagov. He found the roye, the shema behemoth of his father. He was feeding the behemoth, the kagov. Two things he was doing wrong. One thing, he was megabel. He gave them mulsen, he was megabel. The Mishnah says, and he was megabu. And another thing, and he was stuffed the shayr. He was mamer. We had before in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to stick it in their mouths. Botashbe. So he kicked him.
Machalos Shabbos, Ashegitz, two such things. Osa Avue, so his father came, Ashkechet. So he found his son, the Levi. Omalei Hochi Omar Avue de Imoch Mishmei de Rav, Omonei Rabbi Yirmiya Barave, Goivlin Veloi Mesapin. That means that when you kicked him for the Mesapin, he deserved it. You're not allowed to be mama, you're not allowed to stuff the Agola. But Goivlin, in Goivlin he was right. And they said another thing. Udaloi Lokit Belishne, if you have a calf that has problems in eating, Mahalkitina Lai, so you put it into its mouth. The Chiddush Yaran explains the Chiddush of this halach is as follows. We learned v'loy mesapin, that you're not allowed to force the behemoth to eat it. That is osur in Shabbos. We read the yesterday, al tzuv de dechol, al tzticha yeseir, you're not allowed. Rashi says, egel koten shedayin loy lumad lechel. It won't eat by itself. So you have to force it. So what is the din? So you allow mahal ketinele, you stick it into his mouth. So the Chiddush Yaran explains that when you stick into the mouth of this eagle, the eagle does not know how to spit it out. She doesn't know how to eat it, doesn't know how to spit it out. So be'emison, the mahal ketin of an eagle is equivalent to the sofin of a shayah. But the Chiddush is, since the etzem pu'ula is not a pu'ula of ein yochel laharze, that means I'm putting it in a place where theoretically it can spit it out. No, grad this eagle, because of its ignorance, it can't spit it out. It's forced to swallow it, but it doesn't go into the issa for misaf. Vahani mili hude mishan, but that what he said over a heta, that one is permitted to be megabel mulson, even though the Mishnah says that it is not permitted, that tafke if you make a shinui. So the Mishnah is speaking about if you don't make a shinui, but if you make a shinui, it's permissible. Heichi mishani, how do you make a shinui in the gibel by mulson? Omar Rav Yemer Bashlemye Mishmeida Abaye Shesi Va'orif. Shesi Va'orif. We'll see in fact the Gemara Vulay Ma'arev Shapir, Omar Rav Yude Menarei Lekeli. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll try to explain this. So Rashi, Ba'oven goyvlin baraka ba'echshin shein zolisha. Bachel neis nachoymitz klei mekein dalke bachel. Legavla devei nashye, shayma behemes oviv, u'megabel ma'acholon. He was megabel their mach. Deko govel mulson al yidei shinim. So lemaise, this gavlin was megabel with a shinui. Botash bei, do lekulei alma avalei goyvlin snan. The Mishnah says like goyvlin. Goivlin Mulsan Ayyadei Shinis. He told them, no, dein Zaydat Kizuk Mishyome Gavodei Shinis. Bevosh Vosel. Behu Dekom Mishani. That's Tavk if you make a Shinis. Veloi Maspin Liturei Ein Mamirin Oysan. You're not allowed to be mama them, to force them to swallow it. But the loy lokit belishne ego kot jadain lelumet lechel, so mahal ketinele. Hani mili da'am moron, the mutter legabel mulson, that it is mutter legabel mulson, shesi va'orif, pam achas moilech amakel shesi, upam achas orif, menare lekeili vu misarev me'elov. Now, in this din of shesi va'orif, we have here a machlekes harishayim. Rav Moshe and Nigris Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Afkuf Mem Gimel, Ois Dalet, brings, he's Medak, that's in the Beis Yosef, and the Bach also say this, that the Rashi Weiss Tochois, that the Shina Yishreklach, he go once Shesi, once Orei, and a Guten Tot. That's all that you're permitted to do. Two strokes, as he says, Pam Achas Meili Amachel, Shesi, Pam Achas Orei, Rashi is very explicit. The Rambam is matir harbei pomim shesi ba'orev. You're allowed to do it a lot of times. You shouldn't mix it up. You should go shesi ba'orev. And now we have a second halacha. The Gemara says v'holay ma'arev, so he says menarei lekeli. So here we also have a machloikis. Menarei bekeli, so Ramesha Tain is the loshna mechaber v'aistois, you just permitted to pour it once. That's it. Menarei lekeli. And that's the loshna, in the loshna Rambam v'aistois, you're allowed to pour it a lot of times. That's the loshna Rambam. In la loche, Ramesha Tain is that, Shesi ve'erev, he's also back from the Loshna Mechaber. So Shesi ve'erev, we pass on like the Rambam, that you're allowed to do it more than once. Go Shesi ve'erev. Not to go around, to mix it around. The Chazaynish in Hilchus Lishe is mitzadid, that by Shesi ve'erev, efsher shetzoich lohoitzi hatarvid, the spoon, bein Shesi la'erev. That means you can make one stroke vertically, then you pick out the spoon, then you make one stroke horizontally, and you take out the spoon again. That's how the Chazanish time is. The heter of Shesi ve'erev should take out the spoon each time. That's how he's mitzadeh. And this heter of Neil, Paskins is only permitted to do once. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Now, according to Taisus, we have a kula, even something that's a bar gibel, mulsan is a bar gibel, according to Taisus, afalpikin, we have here a heter of shesi ve'erev, that is muta. So this is a, snegeya in baby cereals, snegeya in mixing eggs with oil. The Stenbuch Taisus says you should make, by eggs and oil, I think he says you should make a shini with the nesinas. You should put the mashke first and then the eggs. And Dachsmi says you should make shasi ba'erev when you mix it together. That's the difficulty. You should make it erev Shabbos. So they tain it down. I think the Chazanish made it erev Shabbos also. But the leilok, yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yemer Bash. Yeah. Omar Rav Yehuda. As we said already. Kosev a pinkes e de ziri. In the pinkes of ziri, it was written, he had written down on his pinkes, things that he had, asked shailas to. Omris kodam rebbe, he asked his rebbe a shaila, umane rebbe chie, mao le gabo, what's with gibo, or maosa, mao le farek, Omar Mutter. Sagt Rashi, a pinkesei luchais kshurei zu im zu, ka isan shal soichim, ma le farik. So Rashi learns pshat, losseis mitoich kli shalifnei behem zu, for losseis lifnei chavuta. To take from one behem is not, doesn't have an appetite, if you're allowed to take and give it to another behem, and he told him this is mutter. Let us see Taisvis, Mal Lafarik, Perish Bekunteris, Lafarik, to take away Mufne Baim, Zulit Nene Acheres. Rein Pirish Baor, Beerich Perik, Vekoshel Rida, Haina Masnissen, Gabi Behem, it's a Mishneh, Kuf Memo Med Beis, it says that you're allowed to take from a Behemoth that's Pia Yofa, to give it to a Behemoth that's Pia Ro, and not Fakert. That means you're allowed to take from a Chamoir and give it to a Sher. A Sher is not a Mufunit. So Mamela, you ate it, the Chameir ate part of it, you can give the rest to the Sher. To take from a Sher and give to a Chameir, that is also because the Chameir will definitely not eat it, because there's a lot of saliva since the Sher chews its cud. So Mamela said there's a lot of saliva in the food, so Mamela, the Chameir would not eat it. So it's a Psatir Cheshlel. So it's not allowed to do it. So this is enough in the Mishnah. The Niralri Lefarek, Haina Lahorik, Hamayim v'gam hamursan mikli al kli shetegabel heitev. So this is a type of gibel. Yes, them gibel is also gibel with a shinui, and that's like we had before. Is this that the marav mikli a kli? Ubaorach perish kamal lishayne. So then it goes with a hemshech mistame. He says, Gibel without a shini is also, and the lefarik with a shini will be mutter. Oma Rav Menashe, chad kamei chad. Person is permitted, and the Chiddush Ran learns this is speaking about Lisha. Rashi is very unclear over here. Chad kamei chad, Rashi says, milsa bapei nafshi. Choda mide sheregilin losais lefnei beheime, muta losais lefoneo b'shabbos. Usually a behemoth eats a certain amount of food, so you're allowed to bring her that amount of food. V'chein tarti, kame tarti, oichlus beivus echot. If two behemoths share one avus, so you're allowed to put in two midas into the avus. That's also permissible. Chat kame chat, trei kame trei, shapir domi. Tlosa kame trei, but three midas. For two behemes, avot losa kamitarti, hoyol b'chelo yoav luki hai, havetirche deloi tzorech. So this is not permissible. It's a tirche that is not necessary. V'cholshkein tarti kamichode, two midas for one. Rav Yosef omer kav afilu kabayim, ulo omer kuv afilu korayim. You have to understand clearly what the machlokes is. Kosev a pinkese de Levi. And Levi's pinkese said as follows. Omris kodom Rebbe. I said before Rebbe. I asked Rebbe. Umoni Rabbeinu al Kodesh. Al dahave govlin shesise bebovo. They were megabo shesise bebovo. Vahave tzovach Rebbe. So this shesise bebovo is speaking about a blila over, which we had before, that according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter, according to Rabbi, it's also. So, David Govlin, Shesisa Bebova, they were Megabo, Shesisa Bebova, al yad al yad, Vavitzovach Rabbi, and Rabbi used to scream about this, Amone Rabbeinu HaKodesh, al dahavi Govlin, Shesisa, Beleis Tishmielai, no one listened to him. V'les chayla b'yodei l'meisa b'da Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda was matal shesise abli la'ove ma'at ma'at al yad and the oila motzach genumen Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbeinu HaKodesh held it's a gevar de kavle, Rishitosi held it's also, but he was unable to do anything. So others bring a raya. Yohanami shamin and dilchus like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, the vice is we pass can tackle it Rabbi Yosi, but you do not like Rabbi. Kosev a pinkese de Rabbi Yeshua and Levi. Now we're going to come a little to Sagadete. Hai man de bechad b'shabe, a person who was born the first day of the week, yehi gever, and it's a gever sholem, v'loi chodebe. V'loi chodebe. Let us see Rashi. Let us see the Rashi's before. Omer skami Rabbi, Rabbi Levi, Mishtoida, who Omer kodom Rabbi, Elhanachinchi, the goblin shisim, the Rabbi Yisrael, the Baplutti, the Avishorle, Avboova, Ideshine, Voyunoigim Kemoise. Hai man de bechad b'shaba, hanoilet b'echad b'shabas. Yei gever v'loi chodebe. Yei odam sholem b'mida achas yei. In one mida is a gavre, a sholem. V'loi achas boi m'mida acheres. But another mida hotte das nisht. L'kamo meforish lo v'ozo. Yei gever v'loi chodebe. Mai v'loi chodebe. Ilayme v'loy chad letivoy, there's nothing else good on him, he only has one midah. V'homa Ravashi ano b'chad b'shabbe havoy. Ravashi was born on the first day of the week. And Ravashi had zicher more than one good midah. El alav chod lebishe, there's not one bad midah. V'homa Ravashi ano v'dimi bar kakusta havyin b'chad b'shabbe. Now there's Dimi Bar Karkusta, Ano Melech, Vu Avareish Ganvi. So it seems that those who were born on the first day of the week could end up to be Reish Ganvi. Ela ikula letive ikula lebisha. My time at Ivri bei Oyer v'choyshech. The Ben Yehuda wants to say Oyer v'choyshech v'yi ere v'yi voiker yom echad. So on the first day you had the first erev, that was the first choyshech, and the first yom. So memele, so mevert areish mitos. So other it's kulay choyshech or kulay oyer. That means he's not he's other. Zot Rashi, v'hu reish ganvi, the man de bechad b'shabe yei reish. K'may shayim reish l'mayse b'reish, mishma minod en elodim b'y tzadikim v'rishoyim. So that means, someone explains, that means he has b'chire, b'asho d'asim says, he has b'chire, but the b'chire is, it's a big mishkel, he goes either all one way or all the other way. That's the b'china of someone who was born on the first day of the week. Zut the Gemara weiter. Haiman de betrei b'shabe, a person who was born the second day of the week, yegvar agzo. He'll be a kaisan. Why? My time mishum de fligu bei maya. There was a pirud the second day. Zut Rashi de fligu maya, kachu yibodel mikol odom. So also be a ish mefuret. The Mayim al Yainim, the Mayim atachtoinim, it was a pirud in a hevdol, so the male will also be a ragzim. Hayman de betlosa b'shabe, a person who was born the third day of the week, yegvar atir b'zanoi yehe. It'll be an oysher but an oyef. My time, mishum de ivru bei a sabe. So what does a sabe have to do? So Rashi says, Zanoi noyev, divru bei asabim, nusiv tatshe yoretz, udovor shepora verova moedem amayr legadal etzmoyach du inyen pritzus, there's no gvul to it, ish nachinu leksiv lemineo ba asabim bitzibuyim sheyoytzim bilvuvia v'yoynkim zu mizeh, there's no minim yuchodim, each one is yoynik from the other. There's a riboy, and there's no private giddel, it's a public giddel. So the Gemara weiter. Hayman de abarbo b'shabe yigvar chochim v'noyer. My time mishum de itlo bei ma'oires. Hayman de bachamishe b'shabe yigvar goyimul chasodim. My time mishu ivru bei dogim b'oifes. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, V'noyer zivson, some loshen ziv, a shine. Ditlo bei ma'oires, r'siv v'toyra oyer, so be a chocham. Divro bei dogim ba'oifes, she'ein toychin la'oichlin. The dogim ba'oifes do not have to be matrich themselves for food, ela nizoynim b'chazdoi shel HaKadosh Baruch. So if a person was born in a day, it was a shefa of nesines chesed, so he also gets, he's also koilet this midah. He's a baal chesed. Hayman de b'mali shabata, a person who was born erev Shabbos, yegvar chazron. Amar Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak chazron be mitzvahs. Chazron, zogt Rashi, mechazer acha mitzvahs. Chazron be mitzvah, shekein derech erev Shabbos, lachzer acha mitzvah Shabbos. That comes with the Erev Shabbos. The Marshah Tain is that all the other Inyonim, it seems, we're speaking about the Sheisha Shemei Amaisa, that each day had this Tchune. So a person is born in that day, so to doichet that Tchune. So this last Pshat in Rashi, Erev Shabbos, Lachzach, HaMitzvah Shabbos, this was Neschadish later that Noch matn teures van a Shabbos, van a Erev Shabbos, mis mechazer acha mitzvahs, but what does it have to the etzem yoim? So he wants to say that in that Odom Arishon was given sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, he brings a chazal. So that was the day that mitzvahs were given. So memela, so Erev Shabbos is a day of mitzvahs. Hi man de b'Shabbat, a person who's born on Shabbos, the b'Shabbat yehei b'Shabbat yomus. So he'll die also on Shabbos. Al dachilu aloy yoyme rabbe de Shabbat. Since there were Mechalo Shabbos, b'leidosoi, so he'll die on Shabbos. Oma rove bar avshile v'kadishe rabbe yiskeri. Be called a big kodesh. And the Maharsha explains that Rava Bar Avshila says as follows, that who will die on Shabbos? If he's a big Kaddish, then he'll die on Shabbos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu memalei shnei seyim. So just like Fakert, his leida brought about Chilul Shabbos, but his Misa will bring about Shmira Shabbos. Like the Gemara said, that David HaMelech, that was Mason Shabbos, they weren't Mechala Shabbos for him. So that brings about Kavod Shemayim. So Memele, but that's Tafka HaKadosh. By HaKadosh is Zoyche to be Misaken with his Misa, that what brought up, what was Niskalkal with his lady. The Kadisha Rabbi Yiskeri, Zakt Rashi, Sheyei Porush, the Kadosh, the Chsi Vayekad Sheyu. So this was a memre of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omar lo Rab Chanine, puku imru leila bali voi loy mazel yoim goyim. He wishes to disagree with him. The yomim that a person was born do not have any effect on him. Ela mazel shah goyim. It matters which shah of the day he was born, and which mazel was shoilet by that show. Haiman the Bechama, he was born when the mazel of Chama was shoilet, Yigavel Zivson. Ye ochel midilei, vishosi midilei. Verozoi galyan. But he can't have any seidus. Just like the Shemesh, he doesn't have any seidus. Everything is bepumbi. So, also can't have any seidus. Im gonev le mazel. So he won't be matzliach al tzaganev, because the whole atzloch of a ganev is a kenzach behalten. He won't be matzliach al tzaganev. Haiman de bekoichev noiga, yigave oter vizanoi. We'll see why in Rashi. Yehi. My time is shum disyalit bein nura. Nura is in the mazel of noiga, there's a eish. Memela, the eish of taive is boyer boy. Haiman de bekoichov, yigvar noyer vechokim. Shem de safre de chamohu. That's koichov. Haiman de belovone, yigvar sovel marin. He'll be soivel, he'll be mismayev, he's soivel yesurin. Banoi vesoser, soser abanoi. Ochel deloi delay, vishosi deloi delay, verezoi kasin. Im ganef matzach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Amol Abchanin leTalmidim shekoru pinkoshe sheRabbi Yeshua, not the mazel. Yoyim is goyim, the mazel shows goyim. Zayin mazol esena mishamshim es hashoyis. Chankal shatzam. Chama ina chama mamish. Vechim ina mazolis, vechim lavona, vesha havin kechob. Zibsin kishemish hameyer. Ocho medalei kishemish, sheine masig gvul re'eyu limshel balaylo. The shemish is mugbol. It doesn't... It's only by yoin. V'razoi galen ein l'rishus l'chasi soidei v'nistaroisa v'elke shemesh hazeh shupum bilake. The toli beinure eish toli boise mazel yetzer shel tashmish boyer ketano. Mazel koiche hu soifer shel mazel chama lichtev dech ilulfei tukufoisav u'motzoi etzloi tomid. Sovil marin kilavona zu שמסמאתס והילכס. פנוי וסוסיר כבון הזו שגדי לו מסמאתס. זה זמני עליה גידל וזמני מיות. אוכל לא ידילי כלבון המסגס גבול החמה למשל אף ביוין. That's the difference between Shemesh and the Levona. The Shemesh is only Shailet Bayoim, and the Levona is Shailet Balayla Ubayoim. Rabbi Kiveger Zeichen zu a Kosnes Oyer. The Kosnes Oyer wants to say a different pshat than Rashi. that the difference between the Shemesh and the Lavana is because the Lavana has no light whatsoever. It's only reflects from the Shemesh. That's called Ochel Loi Delay. The Shemesh is Ochel Mi Delay. It generates its own light. Haiman de Shapsoi Yigvar Machshavtei Betelem. Shapsoi is a Loshen Shvisa, becomes bottle. That whatever he wants, he plans about Alfred Bottlewell. The East Amri called the Machashvin Alei Betelem. Whatever they think to do, Tim becomes bottle. But upon him, there's some sort of bittle involved in this person. Haiman de Betzedek Yigvar Tzadkon. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Betzadkon beMitzvus. Haiman de Bemadim Yigvar Oshi Dome. A person who was born by Mazel Madim shall be a Shefer Dome. Amar Rav Ashi Iumne Iganve Itapcha Imoyel. That means he'll have to, his nature is, forces him to be a Shefer Domen. He'll be a tzaddik, he'll be a moil, if not, he'll be a doctor, or a molaster mesabrius, but al kaponim, he'll zicher have an atiyah for shviches domen. Emerson, there's a moira, the goin in Mishlei, the goin in Mishlei says, pshat in the posuk, chanoich lenar al pidarkoi, so the goin brings down this gemore, that betzim, every person has different tchunis. You cannot break these tchunis, because, like this Gemara says, I'm on the mazel madam, he has to be a shayfach domim. He can't make that he shouldn't be. But al kaponim, al pi daka, you should guide him, that he should al kaponim, be memale yomov with his tchunis, al derech mitzvah. A moil is a shayfach domi, which is doing mitzvahs. Zot Rashi, Betelem, the Shapsoi Masel Koichem Shemai Shapsoi Betelem Kumei Leishboisot Tzadkan Bemitzvahs Tzedokah La'aniyim Dekori Leimitzvahs. That mitzvah in Shas is Tzedokah Loshen Agode Gam Belistamarik Nefoshis Umne Makizdam